Good morning and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church Advent Podcast for Monday the 14th of December. Yesterday, the third Sunday of Advent, we lit our third Advent candle. And it is the candle of joy, a great emotion, a great feeling, one I expect you felt in many different ways, on many different occasions, for many different reasons. But this week we're going to think about how the coming of Jesus brings joy to those who choose to follow him. Today we're going to think about the reason that Jesus came, to show us perfect love. That's something that will cause great joy today and every day, to remember and recognise the love that he came to bring to you and to me. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, we probably have one of the most famous verses in the Bible that reminds us that God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus into our world so that we might know him and learn to love him and have life because of him. You'll see that verse paraded in many different places. You'll see the text, John 3:16, held up at sporting events that go across the globe on television, because it's something to declare that God loved the world, God loved you and loved me, that he sent Jesus to die on a cross for us so that we might have eternal life. That's the sort of perfect love that each of us needs to encounter and to remember during this Advent season. Jesus spoke a lot about love, and particularly in terms of how we should reflect his love to one another. In John chapter 15 and verses 9 to 17, Jesus says this: "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name the Father will give you. This is my command: love one another." That is the greatest joy, isn't it? To be loved. And then to help others to know that they are loved as well. And this outpouring of the love of God into our hearts enables us to overflow with love into the lives of others. Jesus continues to show perfect love to us. And how does that affect your walk with him today and every day? To know that you're loved, and that through the presence of his Holy Spirit, he wants to pour out love into your heart every single day, enough and more, for you to know with confidence the joy that he came to bring us. In 1 John chapter 4 and verses 7 to 21, we have a huge full account of this love, God's love for us and our love in return to him and to others. And I'd encourage you to take some time to read those verses today. But let me read to you just a portion of it from verse 16. "God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. So what ways can you love your brothers and sisters in Christ during this Advent season? How will the joy of Jesus in you overflow in acts of love to those around you? Be filled today and know the love and the joy of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the full extent of his love that reaches out to me, to each of us today. May this Advent season be a season when we experience the fullness of joy that you have to give us, that your obedience to come be born with us, to die on a cross so that we might have life, fills us with joy today. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Amen.